My parents were born in Myersdale, Pennsylvania, which is a small town about 30 miles northwest of Cumberland, Maryland. My father's family belonged to a Church of the Brethren, and my mother was raised Lutheran. My father was the youngest of seven children and was brought up on a farm. His father died, and after my father returned to the United States after World War I, his mother wanted him to run the farm. He tried farming for a year, but as he said, he didn't like getting up with the chickens, and he didn't like being dirty all the time. So he and a friend opened a men's toggery shop, and he and my mother were married about this time, and the shop was successful, but the area had a depression before the Big Depression, and so my parents moved to Westchester, Pennsylvania, and my father worked in the Naval Shipyard in Philadelphia. I had a sister who was 2 years older than I, and we were both born in Presbyterian Hospital in Philadelphia. We were very close. My sister died of breast cancer at 65 years of age. My father got a job with the government in Washington, D.C., with the Maritime Commission. There was a Church of the Brethren in Washington where my father's sister and family were members, which we attended. When I was 3 years old, my father was transferred to Norfolk, Virginia. We attended a Methodist Sunday school and a Presbyterian church. Shortly before World War II, my father was transferred to Washington, D.C. Housing was very tight, and my parents found a place in Hyattsville. The girl who lived behind us invited us to her church, Hyattsville Presbyterian. It was a small gray stone church that had a membership of about 200. Reverend D. Hobart Evans was the minister, and I learned a lot from him. My parents joined the church, and my father was always involved in many things there. My sister and I went to Young People's Group on Sunday evenings and sang in the Young People's Choir. When older, I professed my faith and joined the church. I went to the University of Maryland College Park and the University of Maryland School of Nursing in Baltimore. After graduation, I lived in an apartment with two other nurses, and I worked at the University of Maryland Hospital and then taught nursing at Lutheran Hospital School of Nursing. I met Dick, and we married at Hyattsville Presbyterian Church. Dick belonged to Glen Burnie Methodist Church, where his mother was an icon and always involved in the church. Dick was and is a very strong Christian. I joined the Glen Burnie Church. We moved to Cadenceville, and after our son was born, it was too much to get to Glen Burnie. The minister at Glen Burnie Church, Edward Kirkley, recommended Reverend Robert Smoot, even though Smoot's church was Presbyterian. It was strongly gospel-centered. We joined the Chapel Hill Presbyterian Church, which later became Chapelgate. It was on Rolling Road in Cadenceville. There was a disagreement between the church and the denomination on doctrine. And so the church left the Presbyterian USA Church, and they claimed the church and the property. So our congregation met in schools temporarily for a couple of years. God provided the availability of a property on Marysville Road on which we built a multifunction facility. Dick and I both sang in the choir for many years. Dick was a deacon at both locations and served various functions, a deacon for many Covenant Fellowship was formed, which met our spiritual and worship needs. We were blessed with Reverend Dr. Harry Causey as our minister.